Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Boisard. Hey, thanks for joining us. On today's show, I'm going to answer some more questions, such as, if I feed my pet naturally, will he have less fleas? Or, what do I think is the future of commercial pet food? Another good question is, we have a butcher in our town. He seems more expensive than meat I can find at the grocery store, so why should I buy meat from him? And the last question is from someone wanting ideas on what naturally to feed their 9-week-old indoor kitten while they also continue to use dry kibble. So we'll be right back with the Pet Chef after this message.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. So let's get to the first question. If I feed my pet naturally, will he have less flea problems? Well, that's a for sure with a big but. If you improve your pet's commercial food by eliminating food with corn or gluten or wheat or soy ingredients, you are 5 steps headed in a better direction by not doing that. By adding sardines in water several times a week or canned salmon, you'll also give your pet additional omega-3s. And if you add raw or slightly cooked meat with some blood, you've given them better protein and enzymes. All of these improvements and others will boost your pet's digestive system, which in turn vastly improves his immune system. Now, here comes the but. Our fleas here in Arizona largely come from our huge pack rat colonies, so one must be vigilant and remove pack rat nests since they are host for many parasites. Feeding your pet naturally is a big step in the right direction, but if you don't also keep your environment as clean as you can, most of your hard work will not pay off. So since I do consultations at people's homes, I'm pretty privy to see the conditions and cleanliness of their yards and their rugs, and sometimes it's quite shocking. Now, I don't expect someone to be a total neat freak. I certainly am not. But the one thing I see as a major problem is people just don't pick up their pet's poop. I mean, even if your dog poops in one area of the backyard, you still need to clean it up. Or your cat litter boxes. Ooh, especially if there's more than one cat in the house. So not cleaning up your pet's mess brings a host of hosts, fleas plus the other bacteria. And some things you can do naturally to rid your house and pet of fleas might be sprinkling some diatomaceous earth around your pet's bed. You can find that at the garden supply store. It's also good to do once a week during the high flea season and sprinkling some in your rug. But make sure your pets and your kids are outside when you're doing this, and you should wear one of those little dust masks you can buy at the hardware store. The reason is that diatomaceous earth is a very fine dust-like material, and you don't want to be breathing that into your lungs. Once it's in place, it settles down, but putting it in your rug will scatter it, and let it stay in the rug for about 15 minutes and then vacuum. You can also use baking soda in the same way. This fine dust breaks the hard shell of a flea or a tick, and they die soon afterwards, and then you can vacuum up again. So if your dog is also itching a lot from flea bites, you can get some extra virgin coconut oil. You just rub a small amount in your hands and smooth this on his coat and into his skin. And even if he licks this, even if your cat licks this, this is really okay for them to ingest. And then you might try combing this through with something like a Furminator pet comb or something else that you might have. And that will remove the fleas and offer some relief for the skin. Some people use tea tree oil, and it is quite helpful, but make sure you add 1 drop tea tree oil to 10 drops water to dilute it. And use that sparingly on cats. In fact, I would prefer you just use coconut oil on cats because some cats are really highly allergic to tea tree oil. Another thing is witch hazel and calendula oils are good for flea bite dermatitis. So any of those things might help you rid yourself of fleas. Also lavender. I love lavender, and you can buy it in spray containers or you can make your own and put it in a container. And you can spray that on your pet's bedding and spray it on your pet before he goes outside to keep the mosquitoes off and keep the fleas off of them. Most bugs do not like lavender. So on to the next question. What do I think is the future of commercial pet food? You know, that's probably up to all of us. If we keep demanding better quality, then that will happen. I see it happening a little bit. I don't see some of the bigger companies changing much of their ingredients. They seem to just be changing the outside of the bags. But I think once commercial pet food is always going to be around, but in some form, but preferably when they figure out that people do want better quality, the larger companies making it may not just be buying up pet food companies to dump and make money on their waste products. What they do is they buy a lot of these smaller companies and they put some of their waste products from their other companies into this pet food. So we certainly don't want to spend money on those with those particular companies. We certainly will see more choices, and we have seen more choices available from smaller companies, kind of mom and pop companies, filling in the gaps for the demand for more nutritious pet food. And frozen pet food is now available anywhere, along with dehydrated and fermented food. Dehydrated food is really good for taking on a trip with your dog. That way you don't need a cooler and you can still feed your dog without the fuss and the mess, but it's better quality than some of the kibble. But, you know, that gets quite expensive, and I just don't figure out why people just don't make it over to the meat market and the store and try preparing it yourself. I'm sure there will always be pet food, commercial pet food out there because basically we've gotten used to it. But I think I've seen a huge increase of people wanting to do things naturally. So we'll continue with our questions right after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back. Right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Greetings, human. What planet, Aaron? Meyer.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Hi, this is Marcy Davis and my service dog Whistle, and we're your hosts of Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Working Like Dogs is the show where you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about working animals or working dogs. Whether you're a member of a working dog team, or you've just seen a working dog or animal out at the mall or the grocery store, and you're curious about how these amazing animals work with their human partners, then Working Like Dogs is the show for you. Join us for the inside scoop at Working Like Dogs on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. You know, another question I've been asked a lot is, we have a butcher in our town and he seems more expensive than the meat I can buy at the grocery store. So why should I buy meat from this butcher? Ah, the butcher. What a great picture I can conjure up of Ernie, the butcher where I grew up. He knew everyone's business. He smiled all of the time and he was always seemed to be the happiest guy around. But you know, more importantly, Ernie was such a likable guy that people told him everything. They told him when Mrs. Gasparri's chickens were sick. Ernie didn't buy chickens from Mrs. Gasparri for several months. Or when Mr. Walter's beef cows were not being fed their usual feed, Ernie would not buy from Mr. Walter's for a while. You know, things have changed since the days I've spent with Ernie growing up. But the great thing about seeing the same butcher is he's always the guy you can look in the eye and ask questions about the meat or the product that you're buying. The butcher is the one you can hold responsible for when that Easter ham is not up to par or that fish was questionable. You also are supporting a small business, not a big corporation. So do your part and buy from your local butcher. Also, if you can ask nicely, you can get your butcher to save great raw bones for your pets, or chicken or turkey parts, or beef cuts. He wouldn't be selling to his other customers. And then kind of bribe him and tell him you'll be coming every week and you're going to tell all of your friends who have pets. So he'll be real happy to accommodate another good customer. It just is better business, and I think it is also, you can ask your butcher, where is this product coming from? Where is this meat coming from? Is this salmon farm-raised or wild? He will tell you everything you want to know. And the final question for someone wanting ideas on feeding their 9-week-old indoor kitten naturally while they also feed it dry kibble. So I'm glad this person stated their kitten would be indoors. What a difference that makes. Cats that are able to be in and outdoor can accommodate their diet with a host of things that are generally not provided for just an indoor cat. You know, outdoor cats eat insects, mice, lizards, grass, and they roll in dirt. They also get adequate amounts of sunshine and vitamin D. So for someone to believe that their indoor cat can be healthy on just processed commercial cat food, well, in a very short time, your healthy little kitten will turn into a very sick cat. For a more extensive talk on giving your cat fish, listen to my previous podcast on fish for your pet. But fish or fish oil is necessary for your kitten's health. And cat greens grown in a small container are important also. Quality cat food is prime, since that is what will make up the largest amount of calories for this indoor kitten. Make sure there is no corn, gluten, wheat, or soy ingredients in the food. You must read the ingredients, not just the quick headlines on the bag or look at the cute pictures. The only real truth is in the ingredient list. And if the first five on the list have one of those offenders I suggested earlier, or even byproducts, then hey, just go find another brand. There's plenty of them out there. So here's a hint. You won't find a brand that I would recommend at the grocery store. Also, give your cat a window to sit by so he can get adequate sun. And if you have room, put a little cardboard box full of fresh dirt somewhere he can roll in. That also encourages him to clean himself. And don't forget those toys and the catnip and all that stuff. And occasionally you might see if your cat might like some eggs. You know, if you're making some eggs for yourself, give your cat some scrambled, kind of runny scrambled eggs, or cream cheese or a cottage cheese, or even some shrimp. Cats, of course, we all know are a lot more finicky than a dog, but sometimes it just takes an understanding of where the food comes from for them, and they will some days like it, some days won't, but at least you're making an effort. So, hey, we're out of time, and I want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my websites, dogchefdetective.com or thedogchefs.com. If you'd also like transcripts of this show or any of the great shows on Pet Life Radio Network, you can go to PetLifeRadio.com. And for my show, click on the Pet Chef. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey at PetLifeRadio.com. That's Mickey, M-I-C-K-I. So until next time, we will see you, and bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.